Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Be sure to download this week's broadcast study notes. They're free. Go to kcm.org/notes and use them as the Lord directs you to use them. I mean, teach the kids with them, study them, preach from them. Nothing thrills us any more than to put this material in your hands. Father, we just praise you today and we thank you. We have opened our hearts and we open our minds to receive revelation from heaven today concerning the force of faith, the laws of faith, how faith works, who has faith. We just praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Let's go back over where we began in the third chapter of the book of Romans, where in the 27th verse, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Now then, the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now let's look at something in the 10th chapter of Romans. The righteousness which is of faith speaks. Oh, so faith talks. Yeah. Okay. In the verse 9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto it. Now look at the 17th verse. So then faith, that speaks, comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So now all of these things are part of the elements of the law of faith. And these spiritual laws actually gave birth to all of the laws of physics because it's the spiritual laws created all material matter and things. Everything you can see was created out of something you can't see. Wasn't created out of nothing. I've heard people say that about, Hebrews 11, 1 and Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. But it said, through faith, God created the heaven and the earth, and he created it out of something you can't see, which was the force of faith. So these governing spiritual laws, they work. There's no such thing as faith that doesn't work. There's no such thing as God's Word not working. But there is the laws of sin and death. Those laws contain are made up of fear and doubt and unbelief and unforgiveness and all of those elements. And you get over into that, they won't work at the same time with the laws of faith. One of them will negate the other. The laws of fear are bullies. They'll push faith out, particularly if you insist on being in unforgiveness. Faith just doesn't work because faith works by law. Now, after having said that, let's go into this part of it. We've looked at the fact that faith is a spiritual force and it is resident inside the born-again believer. So, let's take a look at that. We just looked at Romans chapter 10. Let's look at Romans 12 and first three verses there. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now get this part here. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Every human being on earth has faith ability. Natural human faith that believes what it can see and believes what it can feel. It functions all the time. It better function. You're standing there on a street corner and you see a semi coming down the street. You better believe he's coming. Amen. Because he squished you like a bug, right? Well, let's take, for instance, now this chair that I sat down here in the studio in this morning. If I'd had any doubt whether or not this chair would hold me up, I wouldn't have sat down in it. That's human, natural faith. God gave everybody that. That's part of the human life. But that's not the faith we're talking about. The faith that has been given unto those amongst. See, he said, I say unto to every man among you. He's talking to, he's writing to born again, spirit-filled Christians in Rome. Well, they're no different than the Christian in Rome and the Christian in Fort Worth or wherever you are. Now, that God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. Now, let's check that out. Let's make sure that we're not just, you can't build any doctrine, anything on one verse. That's unscriptural to do that. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Now, let's go over to 2 Thessalonians, and we'll see something there. 2 Thessalonians, and we will look at the third chapter, and let's read the first two verses. Finally, brethren, talking to brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Now, he's talking about the God kind of faith that Jesus talked about. Jesus is the author and the finisher or developer, as we talked about yesterday, of our faith. We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which is alive and abides forever. Now, our faith, the faith of God, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We read that in Romans 10:17. That's part of the laws of faith. That's the way it comes. Now, just settle on that. That's the way faith comes. Meditating in the Word, hearing the anointed Word preached, confessing the Word, believing the Word, and that's faith cometh by hearing. And the hearing, the ability to hear and have revelation in the Word comes from the Word itself. Amen. Now, once we begin to see that the faith of God in the Word that we believed when we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, I just read it over there. You believe God raised Him from the dead and you received Him as Lord. With the heart, man believed it. With the mouth, confession was made to it. And we know from the book of Ephesians chapter 2 that it was by grace through faith. Amen. Talked about that yesterday. So, that's the faith of God that was in the Word of God, the seed to which your new spirit being was brought into existence by the Holy Ghost the day you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't, do it today. Amen. We'll talk about that later. Now, that faith is in there. That's what he's saying right here. That faith is in there. Now, notice, let me get back there. Notice this again. That we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Praise God. So the natural man, the unborn again man, woman, does not have the faith of God in their spirit. They still have that old spirit of Adam in there. And that spirit is producing fear all the time. Now, fear was originally Adam's faith. And when Adam was disconnected from God, he was connected to a fallen angel. That became his spiritual connection. And in Satan, fear, death, God told Adam, he said, the day you eat that tree, you'll die. Well, he physically lived over 900 years later, died, physical body died 900 years later, or 930. So this spirit man, if you're born again, your spirit is not producing fear. It's producing faith. You can through your mouth and through your ears, and you can minister fear in there, but it can be cast out. Perfected love casteth out fear. Faith-filled words which work by love, man, I mean, you can get rid of fear. Not just manage it. You can cast it. You can flush it out of there. Glory to God. You can look right in the devil's face and say, I refuse to fear. And I'm telling you, that spirit of fear will come off of you like a bird flying out of a room. Glory to God. That'll preach me happy. Hallelujah. Now, all of that's in here. It was born in you the moment you made Jesus the Lord of your life. Now, here's what you don't want to be doing. Well, yeah, thank you, Lord. Let's do it. Let's go back over there to Romans chapter 10 again. And it tells you here what you don't want to be doing and saying. Because this faith is already on the inside of you. Romans 10, the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. No, no. And I was guilty of that, particularly as a young boy, and then later on when I first got saved. I mean, oh, God, I couldn't. Could you just come help me here? Oh, Jesus, if you could just put your hand on my fevered brow. Oh, if I could just see an angel, it'd help me believe. No, that's in the natural. That'll cost you faith. It won't make faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God right here in this chapter. It says, don't be saying that. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Ha, 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 glory to God. Do you see what it said? Don't be saying that. What does it say? The word is nigh you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. It's in your heart. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Then follow it with corresponding action. That's the way the faith of God works. The Spirit of God was moving on the face of the deep. God said, light be. The Spirit of God caused light to be. And the Scripture said He did it using faith. Jesus in Mark 11, 22 said, have faith in God. Or if it's translated, have the God kind of faith. It literally says, have God's faith. So when Jesus was raised from the dead, He made available His faith to us. We just read that. He's given us the measure of faith. Okay, settle it right now. Say, Father, out loud, Father, thank you, sir. I see now I don't have to pray for more faith. I don't have to ask you for faith. I already have it. I have your faith in me. In the name of Jesus, I settle this. I'll never do that again. See, that's what that said right there. Don't do that. Don't be saying that. Hallelujah. Okay. Oh, it's good, isn't it? Now then, let's take a look at, we talked about Mark 11, 23. Let's go over there. Mark 11, 23 and 24. There's something most exciting here in what Jesus said. This is the classic biblical teaching on faith because Jesus did it Himself. Don't you love that? Hallelujah. Mark 11, 22, and He said, have faith in God, have the God kind of faith, or have God's faith. And then this is an outline of how it works. Notice what He said in the 23rd verse. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, anybody, I don't care who you are, these are the laws of faith. Anybody can use the law of gravity if you know how it works. On Monday, we used the very example of sighting in my rifle. That bullet comes out of the barrel. Well, gravity's working on it. And out there somewhere, it's going to fall to the ground. Well, if we know our ballistics and we know at the weight of that bullet and the speed of that bullet, then we can figure by the ballistics of that bullet, we can tell you exactly where it's going to hit the ground out there and how many inches it'll drop before it does. And we can tell you anywhere down that line where we can sight it in. We don't have to be concerned about gravity changing before tomorrow or next week. No, gravity never changes. Oh, God, please don't change the gravity. God, come on, that's stupid. Well, it's just as stupid to have the idea that, well, I just wonder if this will work tomorrow. These are laws. These are spiritual laws. Hallelujah. And whosoever can put them to work. Any sinner on earth can put it to work and get born again. I don't care who you are, where you are, where you're from. I don't care who your mama was. I don't care what kind of education you got or your lack of it. I mean, that doesn't even have anything to do with it because they are established spiritual laws and they're working right now. Hallelujah. My faith is working right now just as sure as gravity caused that piece of fruit to fall on that plate. That my faith is working right now. I believe God before I came in here and I released it. We released our faith when we prayed. And the words that I'm speaking to you are not my own, but the Father that dwells within, He does the works. Praise God. And somebody just got healed of emphysema and somebody just got healed of infantigo, that skin disease. Praise God. I just heard the Lord say that. So take it by faith. It's yours. Glory be to God. Whew, don't you love the Word of God? I certainly do. Now, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. Now here's where faith works. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. That's faith. he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, there is no possible way of that not working unless you doubt in your heart, or you've got some queasy things going on there and you tolerate them and just go on until they develop full-blown into doubt and unbelief. Or you say, well, I don't know, they didn't work for me, Brother Copeland. I'm sicker than I was yesterday. Well, don't cut it off. See, you're looking at the flesh and, well, I don't want to say I'm healed. I can see I'm not. Whatever that is in your flesh is not truth. You know the truth. The truth will make you free. That's the law of the Spirit. But this is not truth. This is fact. Whatever this is. This is truth. And if you will confess by His stripes, I am healed, and you keep exercising your faith, you keep putting your eyes here, and you keep feeding it into your spirit, and faith cometh. You say, come on, faith, we've got the Word, by His stripes I'm healed, by His stripes I'm healed. I'm not turning this loose. I'm bathing my eyes and bathing my ears in it. And I'm in it. The truth will change that fact of the flesh. Whatever it is, the sickness, disease, whatever it is, glory to God. Are you with me now? And anybody can do it. It didn't say that preachers shall say unto this man, nah, it has nothing to do with being a preacher. It has to do with being a believer. And that's you. And that's me. And together, glory to God, we're releasing by faith the most powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit this planet has ever experienced. We're out of time, and I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.